The World Bank country director claimed that virtually all the agreements, power purchase agreements over the last 8 years, the tariffs have been excessively high. And my first beef is that why limit it to the last 8 years? If you look at the power tariffs in Ghana, they have been consistent ever since we introduced thermal energy into Ghana, right from TECO, TAPCO, Sono Asogli 1, etc. So why limit your comment to only the last 8 years? It means you are picking and choosing, and we are being politically minded. That was my first beef. He also stated that we had over 30 power purchase agreements signed. That is not factually correct. The 30 power purchase agreement he refers to have not been duly contracted. The process is that ECG initials power purchase agreement, and then it is then sent to cabinet for cabinet approval, and then brought to parliament for parliamentary approval. So under parliament approves, we cannot say we have a binding power purchase agreement on the state of Ghana.
But you clearly admitted in your statement that it is true that tariffs in Ghana are generally higher compared to Cote d'Ivoire and Nigeria.
It is not a new thing. We have known that, and we've been working towards minimizing our tariff costs. We have over the years. The biggest single component in tariff calculation is the cost of fuel. Our fuel cost is higher than the rest in Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire, and therefore it will have an impact on our tariff.
But the question is, why is it that our fuel cost is higher than that of Cote d'Ivoire and Nigeria?
Because until recently we didn't have indigenous gas. Cote d'Ivoire has had indigenous gas for nearly 30 years. Nigeria has indigenous gas. And even the cost of our gas compared to Nigerian gas, the exploration cost or the production cost of our gas is higher because our gas is deep water and Nigeria's gas is in shallow water. What Ghanaians must understand that there is nothing like a perfect contract in the world. The circumstances under which you negotiate a contract influence the outcome of a contract.
During your tenure, you announced that load shedding was over. But within the past few months, you're still feeling the impact of Dumsor. Dumsor is still in the system. Does it mean that Dumsor was not completely done during your tenure?
I prefer the word load shedding. I announced that load shedding was over. What is load shedding? Load shedding is a programmed outage arising out of generation disability or generation deficiency. We don't have generation deficiency as we speak. We have a challenge with fuel. We have enough generating capacity. But the challenge today, and the challenge has been that of fuel. So the concentration now should be ensuring fuel security for the country. And that is why ECG or VRE, no one has declared formal load shedding, because we have the capacity.
No, having capacity and then actually generating are not the same.
Well, at the time I said load shedding was over in December 2015, there has been no load shedding in Ghana until now. Remember, I kept on also emphasizing that load shedding could be over, but you can have localized outages. If a transformer or a substation serving a particular area goes out of commission or is blown, that area will have a localized outage. And that one, no one can promise against it because we're working with equipment.